Okay. So let's get into this shit, right? Welcome, everybody, to the Quezon Avenue podcast show. We're going to drop podcasts at some point.
Trying to figure that out as we speak.
This is episode number 172. What it do? You rhymed last time, but you didn't do it
this time. It's true.
Okay. I feel like this is like when Snoop and Andy Samberg did the Corona commercial. And he's like, "Did I do? Was that a good rhyme?" And he was like, "It was incredible. Bad."
I think I just saw that commercial at the gym. Like, was that, were they on just like some tropical ass beach?
This has been like an 8 month long commercial.
You know what I wonder about when I see those commercials? Because you can't believe anything anymore. Like, is that just CGI? Like, are they on like a
they might be on the beach, but like, I'm pretty sure they just focused the, I don't know.
Like, but they there's definitely a, were on
crews all over them.
Yeah, know? But they were, I'm talking about, were they on like that beach, like on a tropical island? Because you don't get,
I mean, it's Snoop. I'm thinking he probably wants to be on the beach.
Yeah, like, okay, if I'm going to do this commercial for you,
like,
you
got to take Long me there. Beach nephew, I'm not going
to... call somebody, everybody nephew. Does he call them nieces? Like, does he call girls nieces?
Well, they call him Uncle Snoop.
But does he call the girls nieces?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I'd like to make an announcement. I don't have any shoes on, but y'all weirdos can't see it.
We're not done with the intro yet.
Bang, 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 bang.
Pew, 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 continue pew, this. I'm your host, Adam, here with my brother, Osama. The dog is here as well. Again, you can't see him because we did change the camera. And that office quote that I'm talking about, I wanted to like make that my final word to in the life? Shoe to the shoe people.
Oh, I was like, I was like, in life that's
like
it's really weird.
No. Like it takes strength just to be you, you know? Getting out of bed every day knowing full well you gotta be you.
Oh, to those
I couldn't do it.
To the foot people?
I'm not strong enough.
Nope. I don't know.
Yeah, that's my final word to the foot people, you know?
And I'm telling you. I'm not going. I'm not leaving without you. Leaving without you.
Okay, I'm done. You remember in Down to Earth when they did that? They were at the Apollo.
Yeah, that's kind of where.
I'm not waking up tomorrow morning.
And it was Harold from which is it's just funny because you ever notice like in movies like Asian guys do karaoke so well. Right, like they like specific Asian guys though. Like I've never really seen Filipinos do it really so well.
Which is funny because Filipinos love karaoke.
They do, but they're not great at it. The other one, I want to say like, and I don't want to be racist, but I think it's like Koreans that are really good at it.
Might be. They have really nice voices or something. BTS
is behind the scenes.
No, that's like the Korean group, or whatever. I think they're Korean. I don't know. remember in Rush Hour, you know, when they were all trying to do karaoke, but then Chris Tucker was like, nah, I'm going to get up here and do Michael Jackson and show y'all how to really do karaoke.
I don't remember that, but I'm sure it happened.
He was trying to create a distraction for Jackie Chan as he was like in the casino. Remember, it was like casino opening?
Yeah, I guess.
You don't know.
It's been a while since I watched the first
Don't
Rush
even tell
hour.
Me you guess. Just say you don't know. You know, it's all good.
Okay, fine.
You ain't got to lie.
I don't know.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
That blinking light is like, whoa.
Yeah.
New camera alert. Yeah, new equipment alert.
So that's why there was three segments in the episode. No.
How all things?
Because remember, I tried to get it, and it was just ugly, and you didn't like the way it sounded.
Yeah, it was stupid.
You're in the gunshot. You didn't like.
Of all the things you put on those pads, though, you can't find one that's like.
You just now.
Why don't
started
we just
using
get
headphones
an air
together?
Horn.
Now you're concerned about the sounds we use.
Why don't we just buy an air horn and you record me? And
I was gonna get an air horn button. There's like a you know like a Staples that was easy button. They sell them on Amazon, where you just
can you connect it, or you just got to put it next to the mic? Like,
bah, 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 I'm sure it has a USB. It's got it.
Okay.
Maybe it's Bluetooth. This has Bluetooth capability. I don't know, but anyway, welcome to the show. If you are indeed one of the people who watch the show because of the content of the conversations that we have, not because of the physical appearance of our feet,
that was a prolific speech, and I want to give you credit for that. It's a speech that will live in infamy.
For me, you know?
Infamy. It's infamy.
Occasionally, I'm able to articulate the thoughts that I have in some way that makes sense, you know? So.
That's good.
It's always nice.
I can appreciate that. We've had 171 episodes at this point. 172, right?
Yeah, 172.
Whoa!
What it do, you know?
For that, we are a grossly underperforming podcast for the amount of numbers of episodes we have. I got to tell you honest with you.
I mean, listen, when we started this, my whole thought process was A, You know, now
when I started this, I thought what it was causing cribs like other rap artists is, but
I was like, all right, well, hey, you know, me and my brother used to live together. We don't, so now like we get a chance to still get together every week and bullshit. You know, Dave was obviously here. It was like we could just talk. You know, because it's a quality time bonding moment.
Okay.
In most circumstances, sure.
No, it's not. Yo, Glenn has been hitting me up, man.
Yeah.
Talking about what's your just a key like a major key.
I'm pretty sure anybody who cares now knows already.
What was the shit that that Khaled used to say? Major key alert.
Hey, you should know.
Major key alert.
You should know because your boy Nas is on that shit.
What you talking about?
It's the signature fade with the bevel play. That's a major key.
I get it, but like Khaled used to be like major key, well, major key alert.
Anyway, also a song.
A major key would be to when you ask somebody their, let's say, fiance's last name, and you say their first name to actually get the name right. Okay. So those who, I mean, if you've watched the pod, you know my fiance's name.
But what is your name? Viviana?
Is Viviana, right? Now, Glenn, though he knows this,
that was a shout out,
or knew this, yeah, opposite shout out Glenn, but I guess shout out to Glenn now because this is Glenn content. Thanks for us having something to say about you. So, he was like, what's Vivian's last name? I was like, Viviana's. Or I was like, her first name is Viviana and her last name. And he didn't acknowledge it. And then a week later, he asked me, yo, what's your addy? I was like, thanks for acknowledging that, Glenn. But I guess Glenn's getting married, right?
Yeah, man, you know.
Round of applause for G-Len.
Round of applause. And you know what, man? Shout out to me for calling this because, you know, for those who are aware, like, I've had an affinity for Asian chicks for a long time, right? Just something that I enjoy. What can I do?
What can you do?
What can I do? What can I do? But Glenn has always been like you know how like we felt about like
Glenn an never Arab tried girl. To hook you up.
No, man, he's terrible. Not with an Asian girl. He tried to hook me up with a Hispanic chick one time. Didn't really work out.
I'm like, I won't hook you up with one of my kind. But what about that chick over there?
Well, you know how we all were like, I'm not trying to like marry an Arab chick, right? So, like, he felt that
your
way.
Your glasses are fogging up. That they shit's are. Hilarious.
Happens, man.
As you noticed, Sunglass O took a day off.
Yeah, he sure did. One day on, one day off, I guess.
No, I had two on, motherfucker.
It was one day.
It was two straight.
We just had three pods of the same pod. That's all.
No. Both two pods in a row, I had sunglasses.
I'd have to fact check that.
Continue.
So, he was always like, nah, I don't want anything to do with the Asian girl. I'm not going to marry an Asian girl, da da da. And I was like, listen, man, you're going to find an Asian girl one day, and then you're going to fall in love with her, and then boom.
And then it happened.
I called that shit, you know?
And you predicted that shit.
So, well, listen, that's pretty funny.
Congrats to Glenn.
Yeah. Congrats to him, his wife, or his wife-to-be, Erin. You know?
She's your queen-to-be, vision of perfection. I used to be able to hit those notes a little better. For undisclosed reasons, I can't anymore. But it's okay.
It's because your vocal cords have aged.
You've aged, motherfucker.
Well, yes.
But yeah, so that's cool. But I think he's got what you said. He's going to have a bachelor party at some point, right?
He'll have a bachelor party. You know,
as long as it ain't low, like joint bachelor party, which isn't even a bachelor party. It's just a couple's date.
Yeah, no, I don't really care for
Let's
that.
Just go on a couple's date together. No, we're going to go as the men to one place, and you take your ass to a whole nother spot. Yeah. I don't even want us in the same city.
He wants to go and do it up in a Vegas style.
I'm not doing my bachelor party, not going to be in Vegas. We're going somewhere in the tropics for 3 days.
Yeah.
Get the money right, get your passport together. Make your peace with people just in case.
Yeah, I don't know. Makes me not want to go to Mexico. Just all the recent stories about there, Mexico.
But that's not okay. So that's not in like that's in border town.
Did you hear that? They said the cartel apologized for kidnapping.
Yeah,
people. I was like, I don't believe that. I don't think that.
So I don't know how I want to say this. So I'm just not going to talk about the cartel at all. But but I will say that it was in the border town, right? Which
are like the only people who watch on the cartel,
right? Like, hey, yo,
if that's true, shout out to y'all, man.
If that's true, I'm
shouting out anybody who's watching us.
No, if that's true, subscribe to us on Patreon. Y'all got a little loot. So. It was in a border town, right? Which is, I guess in terms of the idea of trafficking, it makes sense that border towns are a little bit more whatever. Yeah. So they went to this place to go get some cosmetic surgery. I'm going to Cancun, brother.
That's what I heard as well. That's what I heard as well. I don't think that Mexico is the place I'm going to get cosmetic surgery.
No, then, no. That's where a lot of girls go because I think it's still decent and it's like a fraction. It's like how people go to Turkey to go get their hair did.
Hmm.
And
well, I mean, we talked about this before. There's not so many cosmetic surgeries I'm looking to get anyway, so you know,
I mean, yeah, I know, but we've already discussed like the idea of like there's it's cheaper in different countries, and it's just cheaper, it's way cheaper than it is over in you know Mexico, but or it is here compared to Mexico. So yeah, that sucks, you know. I mean, rest in peace to them. I mean, it's just unfortunate, but. Yep. You know, like you got to be careful when you're traveling. That's just the main. That's the point.
Yeah, man. You know, and like, don't go if it's like a life or death thing, and you need to go to get the surgery that you can't get here because it's expensive as fuck. That's one thing. But if it's like elective surgery, keep your ass, in a place where you can get.
You just gotta do your research a little bit better. Unfortunately, but you know, without speaking too much on that, just you know, you got to be careful wherever, anywhere you go. Really, just got to be careful. That being said, I'm probably going to be. Taking a vacation yet again at the end of April. So we'll probably. The thing is, we might
this
not.
This is when miss, I wish I had Tupac's we Change might, Man queued up, you know?
We may not.
Shit, I'm a change man.
We may not miss a pod, though, because if you want, we can pod that Saturday.
Shit, we might miss all the pods. Fuck y'all gonna do about it.
That's true. Honestly, you know,
what's the difference?
We're gonna miss the pod. I'm not.
we're thinking about some shifts in content, but we'll see it if we get there. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you may see it. Even if we get there, you may not see it.
I will start the show with the controversial. Thoughts that I have, you know, okay. And these thoughts are gonna piss certain people off because it's thoughts on the gay/transgender community. These are not with offensive words in mind, okay? But I just like to clarify some of my thoughts on these processes, right?
That's so number cool. one. No, we're not gonna talk about that now. Why not? We got to talk about that. We will draw you in. Only we're not gonna give you these.
Wait, what are you talking about?
We can't give them these opinions for free.
The fuck, who cares?
We do. We gotta actually pay. I want them to pay me for my controversial shit.
This man. Listen,
they
man.
Better. I want
this could be the episode that puts us on the map.
No, know? It's not.
Did you hear what he said about them?
You know how many podcasts we've had that should have been the ones that put us on the map? Literally, all they've done is put us like. You know how like there's those islands, like remember when Homer was looking at the map? He's like, look it, you are gay, right? That's dead, that's Uruguay. But it's just like all these small little places. Like, that's how I feel we are. The world is all these big ass continents.
I don't like you interrupting my
then you look at us on the map and we're like we're like that island that you're not sure if it's an island or a speck of dust on your map. You're like, oh, that's us. No, it's not. That's a cheese doodle.
I feel like it's not that controversial.
That's a cheese doodle.
I feel like just certain people are gonna feel like it's controversial because of, you know, the way that
I
community
still
is.
Think we should make them pay us.
Nobody's gonna do it.
Somebody will.
One person who's been doing it. Are you,
somebody will pay us.
Fine, we'll give that to the one guy.
He don't even watch. Somehow he pays. Like, I think he forgot. He's got to get that app that tells you that you've been paying for all these stupid subscriptions that you didn't know about.
Chime.
Like, Case on Avenue podcast, I'm still paying this? He's going to be so angry that we haven't released any new material.
You would think that you would notice like $20 missing from your account every month.
Dude, okay, so here's my... Okay, since we are... I'm going to air out grievances based on what affects us as a podcast. I was watching. I love the Joe Budden podcast. I will always watch it. It's my thing.
Right? You get to give your take, but I can't.
No, because when I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about like podcast specific things.
Nonsense.
Podcast specific stuff. Remember, I sent you the screenshot when Joe and Flip were live.
Yes.
And it had like.
And I watched it when it was no longer live.
I did. I watched a little bit live, and I watched it. Honestly, it wasn't. It got boring. But them taking the calls, I was like, "This is getting out of hand." Like, it's not even like organized. However, what I did notice, and here's hating me coming out, is that within like the first few minutes of things, people were like dropping like what do they call those like.
Tips, I guess.
I guess they're tips on YouTube or whatever while you're doing a live, which we can't do because we can't get to 1,000 subscribers. But I noticed that people were dropping like $100, $199, $50, $75, and giving that to them, which is dope. Make your money. What I don't get is why, right? Like,
why?
And who are these people? And why aren't you subscribed to us? And if you are, can you help us out? Listen, we're only trying to be able to do this more, right? But the thing is, we can't because you won't.
Like, clearly the investments, I got this thing, I got that thing, we're good, you know?
I got these two mics, you know, we're talking in headphones.
Sam, for some reason, just won't get actual headphones, but at least
for he has some these reason, up, you know? Of course, there's a reason.
I mean, listen, these headphones aren't just they're multi-purpose.
Well, like, listen, I'm probably gonna end up getting another pair for my traveling, so that's probably what I'll end up doing.
Yeah, if you're gonna be on a plane, are you gonna not have some headphones?
I mean, right? I always have headphones, but like the earbuds,
you can use those.
Yeah, but headphones, like no, but I can't because they're Bluetooth.
That's true.
Oh, it is true.
This is true.
Very, very true. Anyway, so what else is up, man?
Well, you know, to shoot back to like the long-winded John Morant conversation we had last week.
Oh yeah. Still fucking up, isn't he?
Well, he is. But aside from him.
Yeah, because I mean, I think that's a subject that's been beat all week. There's
some unfortunately OG players that just can't seem to keep their fucking noses clean. Your boy Sean Kemp, man.
Oh man, that's right. Sean Kemp was in a drive-by.
Fuck wrong with him?
I don't know. They were like, whose car is that coming up? Creeping.
I don't know who car that is.
Who car that is? Drive-by.
That's Janet Jackson. Yeah, I don't know.
Such a good movie.
I don't know what the hell he's doing, you know? But I just saw a little snippet talking about it, and it was like, Sean Kemp arrested, drive-by. I was like, what the fuck? Drive-by. Why?
Right. And like
that, why are you in a position that you're like 60 years old almost?
I think he's like 50-something, 55, 56. But I still.
Almost.
Yeah, that's
like MJ just turned 60.
It's not like the cutoff for drive-bys is 49. So, I mean, at the same point, like, what are you doing, Sean Kemp?
Not a word, but like, regardless, if you were like a former NBA player and, you know, Hall of Fame type of career, what the fuck is you
doing? I don't know. Maybe he is who John Morant wants to be. It's the truth. That's a good statement, right?
Yeah, but not really, because not like every fucking week Sean Kemp's in some shit. Like,
I've literally never heard of him.
The most random story I came across. I was like,
I gotta credit Mike with the joke in the group podcast. He was like, he did always keep the 40 on him. Cause he had number 40 on his jersey, and a 40 is a pistol.
Mike is quick with the jokes. Too many he hit us like, oh, we got a whole little podcast series.
To be fair, we don't know how quick the jokes are. Nah, he could have listened, and then like it could have took a while for him to process that joke.
Well, regardless, shout out to Mike, man. We appreciate
somebody
watching,
that I came up with, and we always have talked shit, right? But I'm just saying, you can't say that it was that quick-witted unless we were right here, right now, in life, in living color.
It might not have been that quick, you know. But regardless, you know, hey, thanks for watching.
I was talking to Mom yesterday on the group chat. And not the group chat, I'm sorry. We were FaceTiming. And it's funny that we were FaceTiming. No, it was funny that
we don't have an iPhone, so you don't FaceTime.
No, I FaceTimed through Facebook. Facebook. It is FaceTime. It's on the face. There's time.
It's a video call. It's a Skype.
You motherfucking Apple people can suck a dick. Anyway, so I was talking to Ma, right? And we were talking about, you know, Daniel does his bowling and he's golfing, right? And I was like, you know, that's just him. He grew up in the burbs. He does all the suburban things, right? And I was like, honestly, to be fair, he plays all the sports that, because Daniel wasn't blessed with too much height, right? And as I said that, Daniel grabbed the phone. I was like, hey, Dan. I was like, but to be fair, you like at his height, what is he, 5'6", 7"?
Somewhere around there, I guess.
Some height like that.
Short.
He's a shorter man. But at that height, right?
Slightly below average height for a man, I think.
What is average height?
I don't know.
Check up. What is average height for men? That's an interesting topic right there.
You can go on and continue.
I was like, yeah, man, think about it. I mean, with your height, bowling is a sport that nobody's in there trying to block you, right? And neither is golf.
It says 5'9".
5'9" is the average men's height? Okay, so I'm above average. Nice. First time for anything. There's first time for everything.
I think it also depends on where you're at in the world.
Okay, so what's the average height in like? Okay, what's the average height in China?
Well, here's the thing, right?
Ancient Chinese.
Most of these people are in the metric system.
What the fuck?
I don't know how it translates. They're using meters. You know, we use feet.
I'm sure if you Google, there's somehow some way.
Yeah, but I'm not going that deep.
All right, so what's the average height in Mexico?
Man, you know, I just I don't care that much.
We're already here. What's having this conversation?
I have to find it. 1.57 meters. See what I'm saying?
1.57. So that's like a meter and a half. It's like 6 feet.
Like that. I feel like that's wrong because like,
yeah, that's like that's too tall.
They're not. No, I was gonna say it's like super short.
A meter is 3. Oh, that is kind of short. Holy shit.
Netherlands, 1.7 meters. You know? They have this separated
by... a meter is 3 feet, right?
No, a yard is 3 feet, but...
A meter is 3. A meter is a yard.
No, it's not exactly.
Yeah, it is. Technically, it's close.
Okay, it's close.
You saw that, right?
It's like close, but it's not...
It's basically not 3 exactly feet. But I'm not going to give them... We're going to talk about 3 feet. 3 feet. So now you're a meter. That means you're what? 4.5 feet tall? There's no way that in Mexico everybody's running around
That's for females. My bad.
The average female in Mexico is 4 foot.
There's a lot of short Hispanic chicks in the world.
That is true.
A lot of hot ones too.
So you know what? I'm always around Max. It's funny when I'm when I'm around Max, his family, because like they're smaller folk. So like it's always like that's the only time I ever really feel like
large. Men in the United States 1.77 meters.
That doesn't make
sense. So it makes sense to the 5'9" if your 3 feet theory is correct, which is whatever. Netherlands got some tall motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, those Austrians and shit, they're all like 7 feet tall.
They're not Austrian.
Fucking aliens walking around all skinny and fucking bunch of transparents and shit. Like nobody's got any pigment in their skin. It's like where the aliens landed.
It's actually not true. I visited Austria a couple times and there is a lot of like there's a huge Turkish population. There's a lot of brothers that look like what we should look like if we were like actually more Arab looking.
I look way more Arab than you look.
You don't really look that Arab though.
I look much more Arab than you. And
debatable.
My name and the pigment in my skin is different than yours. We were just looking at pictures, and then
if you go there, there's a lot of guys who are skin tone is very similar to mine.
We're like olive, yeah, but you're quite. And remember the picture in DR where you're like extremely white. Like you're like Adam looks like if this cup. The contrast between this cup.
Not true, man. Look, it's darker.
You're a liar. This cup looks darker than you. So, like,
what? Does. I think you really just can't see that.
So, Adam's skin in that DR water was as contrasted as this is to this table right here. It's like sore thumb. Like, just like a fucking sore thumb. That's not even
true.
You know how in nature.
You're telling a false narrative.
You know how in nature there's animals who, like, camouflage with their background. The only way you're gonna do that is if somebody comes into your house and you just stop at a white wall. Like that's the only way you're gonna. Otherwise, you're just gonna be white figure running through the fucking. They might be scared of you in the forest. Ah, Sasquatch, the devil.
Fuck you. All right, moving on from your jackass.
What's the Spanish? It's the Spanish version of that.
I don't know. If you can't think of it, then you're on your own,
you,
boy.
You ain't trying to help me make fun of you, huh? Come on, be a good sport.
All right, you can even see on this 4K Super HD camera that we got that you are wrong. There's a wall, way wall behind me.
You're wrong, Colonel Sanders. All right, Adam's more of an off-white.
That's an off-white.
Yep.
It's definitely off-white.
It may be like a shade or two. If you look at your hands, it's not that crazy difference.
It is a bigger difference.
I think you're wrong, brother.
Dude, there's a big difference there. The fact that you have, like, I can definitely see through your skin.
You cannot.
Why can I see that?
I can see your veins too. What are you talking about?
That's because I'm strong. You just are white.
You full of shit is what you are. Look how vascular I am. This man.
Oh shit, that's funny.
Hey man, what do you say? Some motherfucking what? I know some bitches that like it. All right.
Oh man, you know what I always think about is the scene in Friday After Next when she busts in. She's like, "I'm gonna have Damon come and see you," and I don't want to repeat all the words that were in that scene, but it's just so funny because like she's basically saying that her gay son is gonna come see these two dudes because they didn't give them the rent money in time, and they're full disclosure, heterosexual males.
Yo, man, Terry Crews has played some hilarious roles.
Tupac.
I was watching, they were talking to Marlon Wayans about white chicks, and just Terry Crews' all-around character and, like, his love for just white women. How that shit worked out. Yo, I was like, this shit is so funny, man.
Terry Crews is something else. He's funny as everybody hates Chris' father. Julius.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorite of his roles. If that makes sense.
Well, I would say probably my favorite. I mean, what else would you put in your favorite role of his? Damon?
No, but I mean, he's done like a lot of, obviously White Chicks is one of them.
White Chicks is funny. Sometimes though I find him a little annoying. Right, like, you know how there's that level of, like, you're really, like, you're getting to, like, the apex.
Julius is, like, his most serious role, like, in a funny show, but he's, like, serious.
It's because, you know? That's the funniest part about it. I think comedy comes in, true comedy is, like, an effortless, like, you're not even meaning to be funny. You're just observing or telling it is like it is, right? Like, he's like, you can't tell the time when you sleep. That's not like, like the idea of that is very true. And it's an observation that will be made by somebody who is broke and doesn't want to be broker, right?
This is a horrible thought process, though. I mean, like, you need to wake up to go to work when you're broke. I mean, you need the alarm to wake your ass up.
Yeah, but you can't tell that while you're asleep.
But if you turn off the clock, then the alarm won't go off.
Well, I mean, that's probably something you got to develop as a broke person. Maybe the internal clock. We can't have an alarm clock.
I can't sleep past 7 anyway, so I understand that.
Man, I barely sleep past like 6 o'clock anymore.
It's real sad.
It is, but it's all
based on daylight savings time fucking shit up.
Yo, you know? Okay, the fact that they just basically said that, you know, we're done. We're not going to do that anymore. It just shows you how much bullshit it really was.
I'd like to hear what Neil deGrasse Tyson's thought process is on this.
I believe his explanation for that, I think I seen it on Joe Rogan, was that it was...
Talking about the ending?
Huh?
Talking about them putting it to an end?
No, but the daylight set, what the reason...
Yeah, so that's why I want to hear like his thought on them like deciding
stopping to fuck it. You understand why, right? Like, I guess he said something based on the... like, I guess to accommodate for any loss in time or whatever, in terms of like the Earth's access or something like that. I forget exactly how it went, but it's too smart for my own good, and I'm not
going to... No, I heard him explaining like leap year.
That was true too. Yeah, that too.
He's talking about the leap year, and like they have narrowed it down to like there's like an extra day every 4 years.
You must have just watched this.
Well, I've been watching like a lot of clips from like Joe Rogan pod. I really like his pod specifically because he has all of his guests are like subject matter experts.
Yeah.
And he has like this like a genuine curiosity.
Super curious about everything.
And they, you know, they go into depth about a lot of shit. And they just whatever. It's like it's a good show, man. Like whatever, yeah, you know. He's the reason why he has so many
I think he's the pod father for real. Like, I mean, you know, they like to make sure they make jokes about certain people, but he really is. I mean,
yeah.
When you think about podcasting, not many people have done something that like, you know, he's done like that.
Yeah. He's definitely like, I don't know, there's all the guests. And because of that, like, he'll have like, you know, he's super into like martial arts and nutrition and all that shit. So
yeah,
he'll have people with nutrition, like facts come on there. So I actually just started taking one a day vitamin, like multivitamin, because I figured I'm probably...
Because Joe Rogan said so?
No, he didn't say so.
You're going to start, like, remember when he recommended like horse tranquilizer for COVID or something like that?
That was Donald Trump.
Just stab yourself in the neck. You got a fucking dart in your neck.
No, but I figure I'm probably deficient on a few things.
Vitamin D for sure. We all are.
Hey, man, pause, you know? But yeah, no, that's...
We were just really talking about how transparent you are, Casper. We're just talking about the...
Hey, fuck you, you know what I'm saying?
But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're all in this area, we're all deficient in vitamin D.
And you were talking about that.
Well, I at least last year was in the sun baking for fucking at least 2 weeks for on vacation. The way I see it is, though, that really amount of good sun should last me for, like, 2 months after.
I mean, listen, you better develop some kind of skin resistance to the sun. Yo ass be out there working, you know? You
have
to
work outside. It's the worst.
I work at this desk. Ain't on Sundays. Monday through Friday and Sunday. Saturday, the only day I'm not at this desk.
Okay, so to recap, you work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sundays you work as well, but then Saturdays you're also not here?
I mean, if you want to put it in layman's terms, yeah.
I was just trying to recap it to be annoying.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, you do things successfully when you try to be annoying.
I know.
So, yeah, going back to the Everybody Hates Chris shit, did you watch the Netflix Chris Rock thing yet?
I haven't.
I haven't either yet. So I guess we can move on from that.
Okay. I mean, I've heard certain things, but I don't want to give my opinion until I actually watch it.
Nah, and I also watched Creed 3 yesterday, but you haven't watched it.
So no, I watched Creed 2 yesterday.
You want to like?
And I will say that Joe Budden's criticism of Michael B. Jordan is 100% true. Me and BB were sitting there
watching. Tell the people what his criticism.
So Joe Budden's criticism is that Michael B. Jordan really doesn't say much in his movies. So about 3/4 into the Creed 2 yesterday, me and BB are just sitting there watching the movie, enjoying it. It's a good movie. And then I kind of stop for a second and pause it and so, you know.
Did he have a shirt off or something? Is that why you paused it?
Oh, are you trying to make some sort of joke about gays? I don't understand why you would.
Not about gays, but about your particular sexuality.
No, oh, I have one specific one.
Anyway. I have one sexuality.
But no, I told her, I was like, you know, he really doesn't say much. And Vivi's like, I was just fucking thinking that. She's like, he says like 0 to 5 words a scene.
Yeah.
It's all just like.
It's been a minute since I watched The Wire, right? Was that a similar thing? Did he not say very much in The Wire as well?
I don't remember. He was younger then. Was. I wouldn't be surprised because that season in The Wire, it was just all children. So like, kids ain't got nothing to say. And if they do, who's listening?
I for some reason don't remember. The dude who played Avon Barksdale, right?
He was in there, right? Yeah, yeah.
Because he was also.
That's he's from Chicago.
I forget what his fucking.
You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's fuck. I'm gonna look it up right now, and I know I'm gonna. Damn it! I want. You ever like? You ever been like? Right, I know the fucking information, but it just isn't like popping up.
Go ahead. Say it. Say it's on the tip of your tongue. Say it.
All right, Stewie. Say it, Brian. Say it. BB, what like she's been coming across Family Guy clips and is just completely flabbergasted at some of the racism that comes out of it.
Well, then you should have her tune into South Park.
I was watching a South Park clip this morning. I don't know if I sent it to you. Probably not, because you're not always on. But like, it was Cartman.
You know, Sundays I clean.
Cartman, Token, and then I can't remember who exactly was on the drums. But Cartman's on the piano, and he's telling Token, he's like, all right, now hit me with a bass line. He's like, but I don't know how to do that. He's like, how many times do I have to tell you? He's like, you're black. You know how to play bass lines, right? So he's like, all right, whatever. So they get to playing. He's like, all right, now hit me with a bass line. He's like, boom. But anyway, he's like, damn it. And then it's just funny as shit, man.
Yeah, that show's actually – it's been hilarious forever, man.
Yeah, they're only good because they're racist to everybody.
It's true.
You know,
everybody.
If they left somebody out, or if they didn't even say it, it's funny. They're maybe the only group that the only guys that them and Family Guy, and possibly The Simpsons that can get away with talking shit about Simpsons the Jews. They're the only ones. The only ones.
Well, I think The Simpsons and Family Guy both have Jewish writers. So, like Seth MacFarlane. I mean,
so you have
any guy named Seth is a Jew. That's pretty glaringly obvious.
White Ben Affleck. That's pretty true. That's
true. I mean, I don't think
Seth, you've got a little penis. Remember from 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, Seth Green is also in Family Guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's Brian.
No, he's Chris.
He's Chris, not Brian. Sorry.
Yeah. No, Brian is Seth MacFarlane. Yeah. It's a couple Seths. I can see how you're getting confused a little bit, you know.
Seth 1, Seth 2. Thing 1, Team 2.
So I went and watched the movie in IMAX yesterday, right?
Which and, movie? Oh, Creed. You saw it with 3D glasses?
Nah.
Like, ah! I don't think you should be watching movies like that in 3D.
Like, but it's funny because like they'll have like the previews and like all the stupid like little.
Soon they're gonna have you in the movie. You're like,
it's kind of badass though. It's like
no, it's not. It's gonna be a heart attack. Everybody's gonna die in the theater.
It's The Office again. He's like, I didn't kill him by doing that. He's like, 40 years of eating nothing but butter and fat give him a heart attack.
Stanley's heart is only bad because he eats terribly.
Did you see him and Meredith? Or, not
that
Meredith,
commercial?
Phyllis. Him and Phyllis are in
Cheerios. They definitely look older.
they do. Definitely. They got it's pretty funny.
But it's been a long time. It's been like 10 years since the show was on.
It doesn't seem that way when you watch it. It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
Because you know why? Because you've been watching it consistently since, so it feels like it's just always been on.
But it's just funny that those two are in the commercial together. Like, you know, some of the advertising is smart. Like, let's bring these characters back together.
Yeah, they definitely aged, though. But, I mean, I guess if you think about it, she was – I mean, even Steve Carell's aged a little bit, but he's aging, like, gracefully. I will say that. He's aging pretty well.
Yeah.
You got to give it to him.
While I was watching the previews, they had the Michael Jordan movie they're putting out, the shoes, right?
Yep.
Like Air or whatever it is. First of all, the cast looked like it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
watch that for sure.
There's a lot of big names in that movie. Obviously, you didn't get like an in-depth trailer as you do when you go to the movies.
Have I seen the trailer for that, are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a little bit, but I haven't like come across like an extended version per se. So I'm going to check it out. But that movie is on my list to watch for sure.
It's interesting because obviously, you know, Jordan has at some point has become synonymous with his shoes, not just the basketball world, but it's just interesting that they, like, I wonder how they got, what about getting the rights to doing the movie, you know? Do you think they had to run anything by him first?
The
one thing that
I want to say that I don't know, because I don't know how much of it is considered to be Michael's story as much as Phil Knight and Tinker Hatfield.
Well, I think there's a fair amount of it that's also Jordan's story, but
Jordan didn't come along until 84, 85. Let's talk about the creation of the Air Jordan. Oh, okay. So it's not like,
yeah, because like,
it's not like Nike's story.
It's partially Nike, like the corporate part of Nike, like the designer world, they're sitting there like, okay, what are we doing? Da da da. Like, and then basically to hinge, I guess I think they're on like the down slope of selling shoes and shit like that for a while. And then Matt Damon's character is like, yo, putting all this money on this kid who's, you know, an up and coming rookie. It's like, the boss is like, so you want to put our entire business on somebody, on a player who's never touched an NBA court? And he's like, that's literally the definition of a rookie, you know? But
you know what that reminds me of? Today I saw something. I think it sounded like a spoof, but I don't know. So, like, the guy comes in and it's his baby mama is asking for like child support, right? And the judge is like, it says here that you're in between jobs. He's like, what does that mean? He's like, well, exactly what it says. I left the other job and I'm waiting for the next one to come. I'm in between.
Yeah, I feel like that's something you shouldn't have to explain, I guess. Yeah.
To a judge.
Yeah.
It's hard.
But so the only like actor who hasn't really, it wasn't like a big reveal or whatever, is whoever's playing MJ in that movie. So like one of the parts.
Oh,
of the
they trailer, haven't shown that yet.
One of the parts of the trailer is him, Matt Damon going to Jordan's house and talking to his mom and dad, and like Viola Davis plays his mom, and like whatever, trying to like convince them to sign with Nike.
Didn't she play his mom in Space Jam?
I don't remember.
I think his mom. I'm gonna look while you talk. Go ahead.
Might actually be his mom. Yeah, like they showed him from behind, like whoever the character was that was supposed to be playing Michael. I guess it's hard in 84, right? But they only showed him from behind, and then it wasn't like a big name actor. But there's 75 big name actors in the movie, you know? That's what I just thought was interesting. But it's literally like the story about developing the Air Jordan. The story is called, it's called Air.
It's actually pretty cool. Like I said, I want to watch it.
As we used to be a very sneaker-inclined podcast, I thought it's an interesting
one. I mean, we used to. I was going to talk about sneakers regardless, just because you can't see what's on my feet anymore, which is nothing. Ha-ha! Anyway, that's like the biggest fuck you to them, right? Anyway, two things, right? Did I discuss my shipping blunder with them? Okay, so this week I was able to actually hit on those reimagined threes. The ones he's wearing in that picture. And I hit on them yesterday. Now, I'm excited. The funny thing is, though, I was looking to see when they'd come. And they'll be there, like, Tuesday, right? Now, let me explain to you why. I don't know.
Hey, man, that just reminded me of Dave. It's Tuesday, isn't it?
It's Tuesday.
Shout out Dave, man.
It's Tuesday. Shout out Dave. So I looked and I'm like, why is it coming so fast? Pause. Right? Because the last shoes I got took 24,000 days, right? Not that many, but kind of. It, I looked and somehow I had the, I paid $10 for expediting shipping. So it was already selected. Funny thing is, I went into sneakers again to pretend to just try to see. So I went to see about purchasing another shoe and it wasn't selected. So it's like they selected that on purpose to get $10 more out of me.
And they did it successfully.
Sure did. Because, you know, you don't feel like you have to.
You got
to
click the button.
Yeah, you feel like you got to get through that motherfucker because it was a draw. So any second changes your chances. Now.
Is that true?
I think so. I think it does.
I don't know how these things
work. My thing is now I'm going to have to pay for $10 shipping every time because what if that's why I won the shoes?
Could be.
Now I have to be like superstitious when I'm
if
not.
If we can get these to you faster, you can have them.
When I'm not usually stitious at all.
I'm not superstitious, but I am
a little stitious.
Well, that's what's up, though, man.
Yeah, congratulations. You know? I can't wait to get those. I'm probably not going to wear them for a while. They might be a shoe that, man, they might accumulate in price pretty nicely.
Yeah.
Because right now, let me look at GOAT. The GOAT app. The GOAT.
Yeah, then when you're done with that, check in where we at with time.
Oh, we're almost done for these motherfuckers.
Yeah, we're limiting y'all, man.
Yeah, we ain't got.
Also, because it's hard for me to put this all together in one thing and then put it on the computer.
That could change later based on your interest and what you. Yeah, see, it's like in chess. Your next move, baby. Or anything else where you're next.
Oh, that was like a theme of Creed 3, right? Whenever he knew that it was about to be game over, he said. He was in the corner talking to his trainer, and he's like, checkmate. And he's like, checkmate, checkmate. And then he went in there and basically finished the fight in the next round.
You're making me not want to watch this movie. So a size 12 is 320, right?
Right.
On the reimagined. Now I want to look at the lost and found ones because I'm interested to see.
For those who are unaware, it's when you lost something, but then you found it again. It's lost and then found.
Shut up. Lost and found.
Well, I had to break things down for the same way you did. You know?
Okay, so a size 12 of the lost and founds is 482. You know, but I don't know if there's a...
And size 12 is 12 inches for those of you unaware.
Ha, ha, ha. Sky Jordan 1 OG.
I can't say inches without
Chicago is, wow, a lot of money. There's only three available. Well, actually, two.
Wow.
Wowza. Hey, I got beef with you, Nike. Why don't you just make all shoe releases not, what is it? Not, it's not transgender. It's unigender or all genders. Just make it for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that.
Unisex. That's what you're looking for.
That's the word.
Either that's one sex.
Right. Well, right? Like a one size fits all. Because to be honest with you, it's bullshit that women could get men's shoes, but men can't get women's shoes.
We should make an entire pod when we're talking and we come across like just some concept that we mansplain it to the audience. Because
we should just make
half the population of the world hates that. So I just think it would be hilarious.
Yeah, I know. What would be funny is if we just made a podcast called Mansplaining.
There probably is something like that out there already. I'm one of those people who think we should embrace what they call toxic masculinity. You know?
I think that there's no such thing as toxic masculinity. I think there's based on the fact that it was probably created by a toxic feminist, that means that there's definitely more toxic feminists because men have never said there's toxic femininity.
You know what I mean?
It's toxic.
They don't see the hypocrisy in their words.
All these big ass words we use and shit.
Hypocrisy means.
Right? Like there's that Andrew Tate shit, right? Like Andrew Tate. In some regards, probably isn't the greatest human being, right? Or, I mean, he may be. I don't know. They try to like defame him in media. But if like, you ever listen, opposite, if right? you've like, ever they... listened to like some of the videos he talks about, he ain't talking like falsities. Like
it's like one of those Jordan Peterson guys.
Yeah, you know, and
I like Jordan Peterson.
And that's the thing I'm talking about, like. They talk about how that's a problem, toxic masculinity, and that's the reason why, like, oh, men, this and that, whatever. But, like, I'm one of those people that will say that if there's a chance that there's a toxic masculinity, there's 100%, 50% chance, or not 100%, but like 50% of it is also
women are toxic femininity. So both of them equal are in existence equally, right? They both are somehow affecting society in an equal manner, and there's no way you're going to tell me, oh, it's mostly this. No, it's going to be either or none of it, right? If one doesn't exist, the other doesn't exist. You're not going to tell me that because you feel like men are being whatever.
True. It's like if you believe in God, you got to believe in the devil. Yeah?
Or if you believe in God, you also have to say, okay, that's true. I believe in that. But you got to kind of be objective and say, well, if that's possible, there's also a possibility that there's nothing.
You got, yeah, objectivity. Yeah.
Right, and that's the problem, that people are like, no. Fuck that, Adam. Wasn't there a thing? No, there wasn't. I'm not going to even hear you.
Wasn't there a thing where, you know, people used to be like, oh, well, where's all the real men at? Oh, was it? So if you can describe what you believed to be a real man back in it. This was like 5 years ago. Now we're at the point where like, oh, being a real man is toxic. So I don't understand. I think people just like to pick and choose when they want to be mad about something. What's
the quote I've heard on? I heard it first on the Joe Rogan podcast, but I know it's hard times create hard men. Hold on, I'm gonna look this quote up because I think it's pretty good. Hard men quote.
Yo, here it is. Starting your Google search was hard.
Luckily, I know. Hilarious. As soon as I pressed search, I was afraid. So, hard times we create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. Right?
Good times create weak men.
You need to hear this again? So, strong.
I like that.
Hard times create strong men, right?
Right.
Gotcha. So, you know, being in tough situations creates a stronger individual.
Yeah.
Strong men then in turn create good times because of the fact that they're equipped enough to make things easier on what's going on, right? The good times then in turn create a weak man because you're not required to be as hardened, about because life is easier for you, right?
Because if you went through it growing up and then you made it out and then you had a kid and you made his life easier.
That's the rich kid syndrome thing they talk about. And then so good times create weak men, right? Because you don't have to be as strong. So then those weak men in turn create.
I don't like these philosophies because I feel like they don't apply across the board.
I think this does. I think weak men then create hard times again. It's a cycle. Everything in life is cyclical, as Dwight called
cyclical.
As Dwight, the female. No, that shit is hilarious. But you don't think this is a true quote?
I think that it's true in certain circumstances.
Give me a circumstance that's not true.
I don't think it applies to everybody. You know.
Give me a circumstance. For instance. Just give me one. Just give me one for instance.
A for instance can even just be.
I fucking love that. A for instance is.
It can even just
bitch, be. It's just an example.
It can even just be in our family, right? Pops went through it. And he was.
Hard times created a strong man.
He was a broke
man. The strong man created good times.
He was a broke man, worked hard, put himself through school, got a job, got a house.
Good time.
Well, made sure we lived in a house. Didn't have to see as much struggle.
So there's the point where if it doesn't create.
But I don't think I'm a little bitch.
So no.
You know what I'm saying?
So you got a valid point that at a certain point, right? When the good times create. So when the strong man creates good times, if those good times don't necessarily create or make his kid. See, there's a fine line of I think. Their a tax bracket.
Yeah.
So if dad had created like
the so good he was like millions up.
Yeah, if he was up
I still wouldn't be no little bitch. Fuck what you talking about.
You don't know that. No, I know. You might not be a bitch, but you might be looked at as that motherfucker.
Yeah, I ain't a bitch.
No, stop. What I'm saying is because we only got a few minutes probably of this, but I do like this topic because I think it's kind of cool. I think if Pops
I just like to let people know I ain't a bitch.
I get it. But if Pops created remember in John Wick?
Yeah.
When
what was one? There's five now.
The first one. The first one when he was like, you robbed the fucking boogeyman, right? And it was the rich kid thinking that, oh, I'm rich, I'm gonna do whatever. Remember when John Wick ran up in the club and he was in the hot tub and he's like, ah, and like basically fucked him, not paused, but you know what I'm talking about. He didn't have sex with him, okay? But in that regard, it's like when the father that comes up in a specifically hard time. Becomes such a strong man that he creates like extreme wealth, right? I think what happens is the kids almost, unless the father makes it a specific thing to make sure that his kids understand the value of the dollar, how to work for things and everything. But you, that's why it says create. Because if you don't do that, you create these strong, these soft men.
I think it's all really just dependent on the individual. Like
you have, but it's, but you have not, not like truly, me, not really. Because if you, if Pops was rich and you,
it's how you raised, man. Really, that's what I'm saying. 1,000% Because if he like, didn't, I didn't early on, I wanted to, like, today's kids are much different, right?
He taught us the value of the dollar. He taught us what
I wanted. I wanted to work early. Yes. I wanted to drive early. Yes. I wanted to have my own
shit. Of course.
Kids like that aren't like that today.
No, they get everything. I'm talking about the see, and that's where you're right. It's how they brought you up. So it's not individually.
That's why I said I don't really like that much, because it doesn't apply across the board. It's really like based on yourself and how driven you are and how what you want out of life.
So maybe when they talk about good times, they're talking about it in the most extreme version of the good time, right? So the bad time is poverty. You know, in the case of our dad, you know, obviously coming from a third world country in a sense, right? So
fleeing war.
Yeah, fleeing war and all of these things. So that is an extreme hard time. Right, so maybe if that has to be the level at which the hard time is measured, the good time has to be equal, like the complete opposite. Meaning, you're the kid that the dad isn't even there, right? Because he's created such an environment because he's become so successful, but he's constantly trying to be successful.
An equal and opposite reaction.
So when the pops isn't there, right? He's created a place where the kid grows up to be maybe in a spoiled place. So it is all based on that, but I think it has to be talked about in the extremes.
I think like
it can't be like
50 Cent his son like, is a good example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that's another level.
But it's also not the same thing.
That's a different level. Really grow up yeah, raising that, him that's a whole another yeah. level.
Of but he's sitting here talking about, oh, whatever. What do you say? Like 3,000, 6,000 a month?
No, whatever. $7,500 a month.
Man, motherfucker, I can live fine.
I do know that New York technically only rents out closets, right, for $6,000 a month.
It's not like Chicago's cheap.
But New York, I'm talking, well, real estate for dollar, I think New York, you're just fucked. They talk about, like, certain studios, I can touch that wall and this wall, and that's my whole apartment.
Well, that's because
I can take a piss, cook a patty, and watch TV at the same time.
That's because so many people live in that tiny yet, they got to, like,
can you imagine
vertically what you want. Motherfuckers cut out alleys just so that they can have more housing. Like, it's fucked up. I don't know. But
let's see where we at. We might have to let y'all go. You know, we have decided based on certain situations that, well.
Before we do go, though.
Oh, we have 52 minutes.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, real fast. Nick Cannon will star in a new game show where women will compete to have his next child.
Is that porn?
I don't know, but he's already has 12 kids, so he's his 13th
kid. He is looking to populate the planet with a whole bunch of cannons.
This man is a funny, funny guy. But yeah,
well, cool. Seems unnatural, but we're going to end it here.
We'll leave you with that food for thought, you know? How about Nick Cannon putting on a game show for his next baby? Thank you all for tuning in to the Quezon Avenue show, podcast, etc. It's been episode number 172. We're cutting you short.
We'll be back probably with longer length episodes when things start to seem to make more sense to do so.
We got to figure things out. I mean, this camera takes a lot of space every time. It's all the gigabytes from my computer. It's all of them. It takes all of the gigabytes.
I got every one of them. They're gone.
So thank you. Hit subscribe if you... there, I guess. A lot of people have hit unsubscribe.
Yeah,
you
know, man.
But at first you were like, oh, I'm surprised didn't subscribe. And then all of a sudden they all started unsubscribing. And I was like,
they
I
did
like
start it. Dropping out. Well, I will say this. It's so hard for us to get a day where we had like 2 subscribers. But it's so easy to get a day where there's 3 that drop off the fucking place. Like, really? That's what y'all are doing with your day? Just unsubscribing to our channel?
If you don't unsubscribe, man, peace the fuck out. You know? And fuck you too. You know?
I'm out of here anyway.
Yeah.
Peace out.